And good afternoon, everybody, from Clinton High School, as we welcome you into high school playoff basketball right here on 95.3 FM KDKD. I'm Spencer Edwards alongside Ian back at the studios today, and we are glad you could be with us for special coverage here of quarterfinal round action here in Class 1 on the boys' side of the bracket, as the Lakeland Vikings trying to advance to the Final Four to be played next weekend down at Missouri State University in Springfield. But they have to get past the number one team in the state here this afternoon in this quarterfinal round as they are getting ready to match up with the Walnut Grove Tigers. Glad you could be with us here today on KDKD for this special coverage as Lakeland coming off a 20-point blowout win on Tuesday night over Green Ridge in the sectional round. This Walnut Grove team, of course, won the state championship last year. They went to the state title the year before that as well and got beat. So they have been to the last two state championships, won last year, lost the year before that, and they're trying to get back for a third straight year. So this is going to be a tough game, obviously, here this afternoon for the Vikings. But the old saying goes, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And they are trying not to have that happen. Lakeland is trying to pull the upset. We've already had one upset here this afternoon, and that was in the girls' quarterfinal game is the Wheatland Lady Mules. Congratulations to them as they are in the Final Four. They knocked off Walnut Grove in a girls' game in a wild one by five. That game went to overtime. So Wheatland has already punched their ticket to the Final Four round at Springfield on the girls' side. Lakeland hoping there's a little upset magic still in this gym at Clinton here this afternoon, trying to knock off the number one team in the state, the Walnut Grove Tigers. As I mentioned, the Vikings had a great performance on Tuesday night. They blew out Green Ridge by 20 points. That game was not even close at all, and it was one of those games where Lakeland got off to a very good start, shot the ball extremely well, and Green Ridge never challenged them. This Walnut Grove team comes in at 20-10 on the season. They had no problems with Sheldon last Tuesday night in their sectional round game. So both these teams weren't really tested in the previous round, and we'll see how that plays out here this afternoon. But this Walnut Grove team, we got to see them last year when they defeated Montrose in the sectional round, and they are a three-point shooting team. They are wide open. They come down. They shoot threes. They don't really try to throw the ball in the post a whole lot. It is really a three-or-nothing team, whereas Lakeland, they've got a little more balance. They can get the ball inside. They can shoot the three a little bit, but certainly that's not their main repertoire on offense, whereas Walnut Grove is pretty much a three-point attempt every time down the floor. You know they're going to take at least one of them every trip. So Lakeland's just got to come out here today and play basketball the way they've been playing. And don't react too big to the moment. You got a big crowd here, obviously. A lot of fans here from both schools, as you would expect in this quarterfinal round game. But Lakeland's just got to come out today, play under control. I was really impressed with how under control they played on Tuesday night in that win over Green Ridge. They didn't let the atmosphere bother them. They just went out calm, under control, shot the ball well, and just played good all-around basketball. And that's what they've got to do here this afternoon to be able to beat a very good Walnut Grove team. By the way, Walnut Grove played Nixa to within six. Nixa is a Class 5 school, so that's Class 1 against Class 5, so that says a lot. And they also took Jeff City Helias to double overtime. Jeff City Helias, of course, is a 5A school as well. So this Walnut Grove team, they lost 10 games, but those 10 losses were to some upper-level schools as well. So, again, glad you could be with us here this afternoon on KDKD. I'm Spencer Edwards alongside our studio producer, Ian, back at the studios right here in Clinton. And, of course, this here this afternoon is going to be pretty much a home game for Lakeland. Obviously, Lakeland High School just down the road on Highway 13 from Clinton, only about 10 miles outside of town. And we're going to have the starting lineups here for you in just a few moments. Walnut Grove being the higher seed, they will be the visitors on the scoreboard here in this quarterfinal round battle. And then, of course, the Vikings at 24-4 will be the home team on the scoreboard. And Adam Collins, of course, the head coach for the Lakeland Vikings. He's had a great season in his first year as the head coach. here at Lakeland. Give you the starters here for Walnut Grove. Starting at guard, 6 foot junior, will be Ryan Keith. He'll be followed by number 5, Cole Melton. He's a 6'4 senior. Then you'll have Hunter Gilkey starting at the other guard spot. He's a 6 foot senior. And then Logan Thomason, their big gun. He's a 6'2 senior. And rounding out the starting five here this afternoon will be Corey Countryman. He is a 6 foot senior. So this is a senior dominant team. In Walnut Grove, starters here this afternoon for the Vikings. Garrett Wurstig will start at the guard. He'll be followed by Rafe Caberlow. Rafe having a great freshman season. He averaging around 20 a game, I believe. Had a great ball game against Green Ridge. And then you've got Chris Lynch starting at the other forward spot today for Lakeland, followed by Ryan Taylor starting inside at center. So those are your starting lineups here this afternoon here in this quarterfinal round ball game. Winner advances to Springfield, Missouri to play in the Final Four next weekend at Missouri State University. Walnut Grove, number 2 in the state. Lakeland currently ranked 6 in the state. Both these teams were obviously top seeds in their district. So we are glad you could be with us here this afternoon on KDKD with a trip to the Final Four on the line. Tip in the air as Countryman going up with Taylor for the tip, and it looks like they're going to have to re-jump it as both players went up a little bit too soon there. So we'll do it again. Little nerves, I think, for both sides on the tip. So Gilkey will jump now with Caberlow. They reverse it, and the tap is going to be controlled by the Walnut Grove Tigers. Here's Logan Thomason. He's got it in the corner. He's averaging about 25 a game coming into this one. You got to know where he's at on the floor today if you're Lakeland. Thomason with it right side of the circle. He'll bring it out near the midcourt stripe. Lakeland going to come out in the man-to-man defense. Thomason left corner. Three ball on the way. No good by Keith. And a nice rebound brought down inside by Chris Lentz. And he'll clear it out of there for the Vikings. Lentz up top Dole. He'll drive the paint. Puts it up from 15. Couldn't get it to go. Nice rebound brought down inside by Dawson Minders. He'll clear it away for Walnut Grove with their second possession now. Here's Countryman out to Thomason for 3. And he got it. Logan Thomason, the senior, 6'2", 200-pounder, and he already has the first 3 of this game. Now Wurstig trying to answer. Quick 3 at the other end for Lakeland. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound comes away to Cole Melton inside for Walnut Grove. He'll go right side. Thomason for 3. Missed that one from the right wing. Rebound brought down by Rafe Caberlow. Rafe's going to push it the other way. A little crossover move. Gets into the paint. Nice little head shoulder fake and puts it up and in. Nice move there by Rafe Caberlow. He's done that all season. And he cuts it to 3-2. Now a quick 3 at the other end. This is what they do. Walnut Grove missing that one, though. Melton couldn't get it to go. Rebound Thomason. He'll dish it into Gilkey, and he'll drive it in there and score it. So Hunter Gilkey, nice move off the dribble to make it a 5-2 Walnut Grove lead. 6:27 to go in the first here in this quarterfinal battle. Here's Dole right corner for Lakeland. Throws it high post. The Wurstig, nice bounce pass into Taylor, and he'll score it. Nice move in the paint by Ryan Taylor, and that'll make it a 5-4 Walnut Grove lead. And now a steal. A steal by Taylor. Takes it right away from Milton. He'll get it to Dole. Dole going to attack down the paint. Tries to kick it out. Pass was tipped. Lentz able to get it back, and then Lentz trying to throw it inside. Pass was intended for Caberlow, but it's going to be stolen away by Hunter Gilkey for Walnut Grove. He'll throw it right wing for Keith. Good look back inside. Gilkey turnaround shot is good. Back-to-back buckets for Hunter Gilkey, the senior, and it's a 7-4 Walnut Grove lead. Gilkey with 4. Now Lakeland, you got to handle this pressure defense today as well. They get it across. Wurstig finds Dole. He'll drive the lane and flips it up and in. Heck of a move by Landon Dole. He's done that all year as well. He's driven the ball and scored, and he's also driven it and dished it, and it's 7-6. Lakeland down 1, hanging in here early. Here's Thomason to Melton, left corner, Minders for 3, missed it back of the rim. Long carom on the rebound, comes back to Minders. He'll drive it in there, flips it up, missed. Gets it back on the rebound, though, kicks it out right corner for Keith. He missed the 3 ball, but then getting it back and scoring inside is Minders. So a great job by Dawson Minders, able to get the follow. Lakeland giving up 2 big offensive rebounds as Walnut Grove missing a couple shots there, and that's what you've got to do today. You've got to be able to box out. You cannot give Walnut Grove extra looks at the basket off of offensive rebounds. as the first free throw and only free throw there is good for Minder. So the three-point play is good. Bucket counted on that as well, and it's a 10-6 Walnut Grove lead. Here's Dole, throws it in the front court to Lynch. Little turnaround shot, no good. Rebound, Taylor. He'll go back up with it, miss, but draws the foul. Great job, Ryan Taylor, again inside. He's been a rebounding machine all season for Coach Collins' club. Head coach for the Tigers of Walnut Grove is Darren Minders. He is a veteran head coach and has been at Walnut Grove a long time and has won a lot of ball games and, of course, won the state title in Class 1 last year. First free throw for Taylor is good. That'll cut it to a 10-7 Walnut Grove lead. 4:57 to go in the first. Second free throw good as well for Taylor, and that'll cut it to a deuce, 10-8. Now here's a quick three at the other end. Minders missed it wide left. They just come down and put it up. Rebound to Taylor. That's why you've got to be able to rebound on the defensive side today if you're Lakeland. And Taylor now will find Dole, and Dole's going to be fouled in the front court. So that will be team foul number two here coming up on Walnut Grove. They're going to give it to Ryan Keith, and that'll be his first, as Countryman will come into the ball game for the first time today for Walnut Grove. Milton will come out. So it'll be Lakeland ball underneath, down two. Wersig will throw it in, out top for Dole. Dole's got the dribble near midcourt, working against the man-to-man defense. Goes right side to Lentz, gets it into Taylor. Taylor now to Dole, a little jump stop in the lane, and we've got a hand-check foul coming up here on Walnut Grove. And Lakeland, they can drive the ball. They like to get it in the post as well, and that may present some problems today for this Walnut Grove defense. So that foul is going to be coming up on Zachary Haney. That's his second, as he just came into the ballgame not too long ago. Wersig will throw it in, gets it into Dole, a little runner in the lane, no good, and now a battle for the rebound as Carvalho had a hand on it, tried to tip it to himself, but it looks like they're going to call a foul on Race there. So Carvalho going to get his first, team foul number two, with 4:28 to go here in quarter number one of this quarterfinal battle. On the boys' side of the bracket here in Class 1, it's a 10-8. Walnut Grove lead. Lakeland, though, hanging in early. Tigers will set it up in the half court. Thomason with it left wing, going to lob it back door. Nice lob into Gilkey, but he missed the first shot. Got it back the second time and scores it, and then he's fouled. Unbelievable. So Hunter Gilkey, the senior guard, already with six in the game, as Thomason threw in the back door lob on that. And Lakeland was a little bit late on the backside defensively recovering. So Hunter Gilkey will go to the line looking for the three-point play. That bucket makes it a 12-8 Walnut Grove lead with 4:15 to go in the first. And Gilkey misses the free throw, but then we got a whistle, and it looks like a lane violation there on Taylor. So Taylor stepped into the lane early, and so that's going to give Gilkey another free throw here with 4:15 to go in the first. So Gilkey eyes the rim looking for seven, and he missed it. So that one didn't hurt Lakeland on the lane violation. Rebound to Carvalho. Carvalho will get it to Dole. Dole with it right side. Little head fake in the lane. Now throws it out to Gavin Wilkins, who just came into the ball game, the freshman who's had a lot of varsity minutes this year for Lakeland. He'll drive the paint with it, puts it up, missed it short. And the rebound brought down inside by Thomason for the Tigers. And he'll work it the other way. It was left corner for Keith. Now into the corner, Minders, back out top, Thomason. Right wing for Keith. He'll lob it inside for Gilkey at the high post, and we got a foul coming up here on the Vikings. They're going to get a reach in. It looks like Coach Collins not happy with the call. He's talking to the official about it, and they're going to give that one, it looks like, to Landon Dole. That's his first, and now right off the inbounds inside, Gilkey gets it to Thomason, and he'll score it. And it's now a 14-8 lead for the Tigers. Their largest of the ballgame. And now here's Taylor in the lane, going to flip it underneath, gets it into Carvalho. He'll put it up, missed it off the glass. That was a good look, just didn't fall. Keith the rebound, gets it to Thomason the other way for Walnut Grove. He'll go left side, kicks it right wing. Minders for three, wide open look, but he missed. Rebound tipped up into the air and tipped right into the hands of Lentz. Good board by Chris, and he'll clear it out for Dole. Lakeland needs a bucket here, down 14-8. Dole now a little hesitation move in the lane, tried to throw it underneath, and it goes out of bounds. He was looking in there for Taylor, and the pass out of bounds. So it's going to be going back to Walnut Grove when we come back from our first team timeout of the afternoon. 3:03 to go here in the first of our quarterfinal boys matchup, 14-8. Walnut Grove on top of Lakeland. We'll pause here for 60. Back after this here on KDKD.
If you or a loved one is in need of skilled care, choose Truman Lake Manor. We're locally owned. Our daily rates are up to 50% less than what some of the big corporate care facilities charge, but our level of care is second to none. Residents love our outdoor courtyard, daily activities, and experienced staff that become far more than just caregivers. Truman Lake Manor, affordable living with people who care. 600 East 7th Street, Lowry City, Missouri. 417-644-2248.
We love our policyholders, and to show you how much we love you, stop by your local Henry County Mutual Insurance office to enter for a chance to win $100 off your annual premium. Each entry will receive a small gift and be entered in the drawing for $100 off. Promotion will run through the month of February, with the winner to be drawn March 1st. Follow us on Facebook and check us out at henrycountymutual.net, protecting you and your family since 1891.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Lakeland gets a block underneath Taylor with the swat, and then Wilkins missed the three at the other end. So Walnut Grove able to get it back. And now a quick three on the way from Gilkey, top of the circle, missed. Thomason got it back. He'll put it up from three. That missed. Keith tried to get the rebound back and then just slings it out of bounds, and that should be Lakeland ball. So with 2:21 to go here in the first, it's a 14-8 lead for Walnut Grove. Critical point here early in this game for Lakeland. They've hung in early thus far, though. Taylor going to get a breather. He'll come out of the game. James Hughes will check in for the first time today for Coach Collins' club. So it'll be Lakeland ball. Lakeland has been scoreless here in the last 2 minutes. Dole will take the inbounds, works into the front court with the dribble. Goes right side to Hughes, Hughes to Lentz. Lentz has it top of the circle. Left side back to Dole against the man-to-man. Goes back to Lentz now on the right wing. Lentz, couple dribbles. Kicks it out top for Dole. Nice little crossover move. Got by Gilkey, but then has it stripped away. Stolen in there. Good play by Milton to get the steal for Walnut Grove. And here come the Tigers. Thomason with it. Right side of the front court. Goes outside. Minders for three. Missed it back of the iron. And a nice rebound in there by Hughes. So Lakeland, they've done a little bit better job here the last couple minutes. Rebounded the ball on the defensive side. Dole will go right side Wilkins, but they need a bucket now. Got to turn it into points. Lentz right wing with it. Tried to get it into Carbolo, and it's stolen away. Stolen by Countryman. So back-to-back steals for the Tigers. Countryman to Gilkey. Left side Minders. Outside Thomason for three. Rimmed it out. Rebound brought down to Carbolo. Carbolo going to throw it into the front court. Finds Dole. Dole, a little hesitation dribble. Leaves it for Hughes. And now we got a charge on Hughes. Offensive foul on James Hughes. Well, that was a borderline call there, and it did not go in favor of the Vikings. That'll be turnover number six now in the ball game for Coach Collins' club with a minute 14 to go in this first. But even though you've struggled to score the ball here the last couple minutes, if you're Lakeland, you're still hanging in. Walnut Grove has been cold the last couple minutes from three, but they're going to put another one up. That's what they do, and this one goes. Minders knocks one down off the feet from Thomason, and now Minders gets a steal, and then they're going to call a foul on Wilkins. So Wilkins called for the reach-in after Minders got in there and got the steal. So that's just the kind of pressure that Walnut Grove puts on you. They just shoot threes nonstop. They don't even really look in the post a lot, and that is where a lead can snowball on you if they hit a few in a row. So it's now 17-8. In favor of the Tigers. That's Minders' second three. Gilkey now will throw it in the front court after that foul on Wilkins, which was his first. Now Minders left side into Gilkey, has it blocked inside by Lentz, goes up again a second time, and they're going to call a foul. And that was almost a travel on Gilkey, but he stayed with it. Lentz got the block on the first shot attempt, and I think they're going to give the foul to Lentz as he tried to go up and block it a second time. With 54.3 to go in the first, Gilkey eyes the rim, and he nails the first free throw. Gilkey's had a very good first quarter. He's got 7 points thus far, and now trying to make it 8, and that one good as well for Gilkey. So that'll make it a 19-8 advantage with 54.3 to go here in the first quarter. Lentz will throw it in. Lakeland's got to get it length of the floor. Lentz will get it in here for Dole. Gets to midcourt with the dribble. Now to Lentz. Lentz will get it across the timeline with 46. Works to the left wing. Throws it outside for Dole. Little crossover move, nothing there. Now goes left corner, limps for three, missed it. It's an air ball. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was tipped out last by Walnut Grove. So the Vikings will keep it with 36.4 on the first quarter clock. Lentz will throw it in down on the low baseline. Looking to get it in, going to lob it out top for Dole. Dole left side, Hughes against the man-to-man. Now back up top for Dole with 30. Goes right wing for Lentz. Holds the ball above his head, one dribble. Now skips it across left corner, Hughes. Cut off on the drive, down to 23 seconds. Goes back up top for Dole, right side Lentz with 20. Tried to get it inside, knocked away. Picked up, though, by Dole. Dole will drive it and put it up and in. Nice dribble drive by Dole, and that'll cut it back to 9. Nice move by Landon. He's got 4, down to 7 seconds to go here in the first. Here's Gilkey to Melton, to Thompson outside. He'll take the 3 ball, missed it. Rebound tipped inside, and the final buzzer will sound. So that'll take us to the end of 1 here in our quarterfinal battle here in Class 1 of the Boys State Playoffs, and it's a 9-point lead for Walnut Grove over Lakeland. We'll pause 60, back with the start of the second right after this on KDKD.
We're here with the folks from Hawthorne Bank.
We're on social media now.
We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So if you haven't already, go out there and like us and share us with your friends.
Come on, Larry. You're on Facebook all the time, aren't you?
I am. Sharing all the time.
A lot of the times our posts are about events in the community. So you might find your best friend out there on a picture. You can certainly like them. Or
tag them in the picture. We had a team out there participating in Office Olympics, and some of those photos were out there. And we're already talking about coming back next year for Olympics and taking the crown. So just be ready. We already said rematch. So
I think next year they're going to have an event where they're going to count cards.
Oh, I may enter that event.
Yeah, I know. You would win that one, right?
Yet another reason to call my friends down at Member FDIC Hawthorne Bank. Thanks for stopping by.
Welcome back here to Clinton High School as we get ready to go to quarter number 2 here at our boys' quarterfinal matchup. Lakeland hanging tough, only down 19-10, had a couple buckets there at the end of the first quarter. And now we got a little stoppage in play here for some reason as one official is over at the scorers table right now talking with the official scorers, it looks like. Coach Collins going to come over now, and also Coach Minders checking on the situation as well for Walnut Grove. Give us a chance to mention our sponsors, and we really appreciate their support here this afternoon for Lakeland Viking playoff basketball. As our sponsors this afternoon are Truman Lake Manor, Henry County Mutual Insurance, Hawthorne Bank, Shelter Insurance, Montrose Savings Bank, Farm Bureau, Tom's Body Shop, Deepwater Fire Department, St. Clair County Bank, and Viking Tire Sales, as well as Landmark Restaurant. Again, we really appreciate all those folks coming on board here in the playoffs for this big quarterfinal matchup, and we appreciate their support of Lakeland Vikings basketball here this afternoon on KDKD. So they are still trying to figure something out at the scorer's table. I think it may be a foul situation, and whatever the case may be, it looks like they've got it sorted out, but both teams' official scorers are down there talking to each other, but I think everything that needed to be sorted out evidently did. So it'll be Lakeland ball here as we're back to business, but another turnover right off the inbounds, a travel there on Carvalho. So that's going to be turnover number 7. Of the ball game right now for Lakeland. Walnut Grove with just 4 as they lead it by 9. 7:45 to go before the half. Thomason going to go left side. Gilkey, he'll go underneath. They get it in the post as they get it into Melton, and a foul is called. We'll see who they get that one on. Again, it was very, very close to being a clean block. Lakeland fans, of course, behind me wanting the block on that, but they're not going to get it. So that's going to be foul number 1, it looks like, on Taylor. And it's going to send Cole Melton, the senior, to the foul line for Walnut Grove. First free throw is good, and that'll make the lead 10. First points of the afternoon for Cole Melton, the senior 6'4 center. And all 5 of these Walnut Grove starters are seniors. Second free throw, no good for Melton. Rebound brought down by duel. And here's where if you're Lakeland, you just got to keep it really under 15. You don't want this one to get away from you here before halftime. Taylor will set it up in the half court. Gets it in to Carbolo. He'll kick it out. Taylor for three. Missed it wide right. Rebound tipped around inside and picked up by the Tigers. Hunter Gilkey with the rebound. He'll throw it to the other end to Melton. He'll kick it left side. Keith for three. Rimmed it out. Rebound Minders. Back up has it blocked. Nice play by Chris Lentz. He gets his second block of the game. He'll throw it to the other end. Now to Dole, and we got a foul called on Walnut Grove. Nice job getting out and running the floor there by Landon Dole. Talking to his dad before the game, he said, Landon, you've got to play at supersonic speed today. And I said, well, Landon, he's pretty good at doing that. He's done it all year. So the first free throw for Dole is good. So Dole now with five on the afternoon, and that'll cut it to 20-11 with 7:07 to go here before the half. Second one from Dole, and that one good as well. So two big ones there at the line for Dole to give him six. And the lead is now 20-12, Walnut Grove. Seven to go in the first half. Here's Keith to Melton. High post now, Gilkey. Kicks it left corner, Thomason. He'll drive the baseline with it. Throws it right corner to Keith for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped up in the air, picked up by Melton. He'll put it back up. Couldn't get it to go, but there's Thomason right there to get the stick back. So Logan Thomason now with seven here in the first half for Walnut Grove. And it's 22-12 Tigers. Dole across the timeline, works up the right side of the floor, goes into the corner, throws it high post to Carbolo, and we got a foul inside coming up here on Walnut Grove. Nice attack by Carbolo, who has been quiet thus far. He had 24 in that win over Green Ridge in the sectional round on Tuesday night at Sedalia. But thus far, Carbolo in the ball game has just 2 points. So he'll go to the line here to shoot two, and the first one on the way, and it's nothing but net. So that'll get Rafe to three, and it makes the lead 22-13. So a good job here by Lakeland knocking down these free throws, gets them back into ballgame a little bit here with the clock stop with 6:32 to go in the first half. Second one from Rafe, that one no good, and then we get a foul underneath as Taylor going after the rebound with Melton. And what do we got here? Officials are going to converge and have a summit. They're going to bring the towel out to wipe up the perspiration on the floor, but I don't know if either official had a foul on that or not. So one official is going to come over and talk to Coach Minders for Walnut Grove and explain to him the situation. Taylor and Melton were just both going for the ball, and I think the whistle may have just blown there to signal that the ball had been knocked out of bounds, not that there was necessarily a foul. So it looks like they've got it all sorted out. Coach Minders appears to be satisfied with the call. And so they do not call a foul. They're just going to say it's Walnut Grove ball. So they said that was knocked off last by Taylor. So here is Thomason in the front court for the Tigers. He'll go left side to Minders. High post, Gilkey. Left wing, Minders for three. Missed it, but the whistle underneath. And a foul inside, away from the ball, coming up here on Walnut Grove. And the foul is starting to mount a little bit here on the Tigers in the last couple minutes. That's going to be team foul number six on Walnut Grove. First foul, it looks like, going against Keith. So it'll be Lakeland ball. Vikings trailing 22-12, 6:12 to go in the first half. Dolan to the front court, left side to Taylor. He'll kick it right corner for Carbolo. Drives the paint with it, puts it up, missed. But Taylor right there to get the foot back. Nice follow by Ryan Taylor, and now they get a steal. Dole with a steal in the backcourt, and he'll score it. Back-to-back buckets for the Vikings. One off of the turnover, and just like that, it's 22-17, Walnut Grove. 5:46 to go here in the first half. Here's Gilkey. Left side Minders tries to fire the pass inside, looking for Countryman, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good play there by Garrett Wiersey. Gets the deflection on it, almost had the steal. Tigers inbound it underneath, and they get a good look. Gilkey finds Thomason, and he'll score it off the glass right off the inbound. And it's 24-17, Walnut Grove, 5:30 to go before halftime. Here comes Wiersey into the front court, finds Dole. He'll drive the paint, puts it up off the glass, missed it. Rebound picked up by Gilkey. He's going to push it the other way, 2-on-1, fast break. He'll put it up, miss, but draws the foul. Nice job by Gilkey running the floor. And really, neither team has gotten out in transition a whole lot in this ball game. It's been pretty much a half-court game to this point. And really, Lakeland has been able to battle back using their defense, forcing a couple turnovers, turning those into points. First of two here for Gilkey, first one good. He's had a great first half for the Tigers. He is now tied with Thomason for the leading scorers. They both have 9 apiece. And that first one makes it 25-17. Walnut Grove now also into the bonus as they got that last foul on Taylor. Second free throw, no good there by Gilkey. Rebound brought down by Carbolo for Lakeland, and he'll get it to Dole. Dole goes right corner. Hughes, nice drive to the baseline, and he'll score it. Nice move by James Hughes along the right baseline. So Lakeland trading punches here. It's 25-19, but Gilkey able to score it at the other end. He just drove that down the lane, was determined to score, and Lakeland got caught napping a little bit defensively. Now Dole going to push it the other way. Signs Carbolo in the paint. He'll put it up. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Gilkey for the Tigers. He'll clear it out. Going to push. Takes it left side. Leaves it for Minders, and he'll put it up and in. And you can't let Walnut Grove get going in transition, and now they get a steal. Minders gets the steal, and he'll lay it up and in. So back-to-back buckets for the Tigers as they get a quick response. Timeout, Lakeland. And all of a sudden, the lead was 5. It's now 31-19, Walnut Grove. 4:37 to go here in the first half. And Coach Collins thought that there was a push-off there by Minders before he got that steal and basket. So this will be a timeout on the floor. We'll pause here as well. We'll step aside for 30. Back after this here on KDKD.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Art Logan in Athlone City about Shelter's home insurance options.
Welcome back here to Clinton High School. 31-19, Walnut Grove on a little 5-2 run here with 4:34 to go before halftime. Here in this boys' quarterfinal matchup, winner goes to the Final Four next weekend in Springfield. Out of the timeout, Lakeland with it. They get it across. Worsting able to find Hughes under the bucket on the long pass, and Hughes has it knocked away from him out of bounds. So it's going to be Lakeland ball underneath. Lakeland's had 9 turnovers in the ball game right now. They just had a few there that led to Walnut Grove buckets. And now Worsting gets it into Lentz, and he'll score it right off the inbounds. Nice feed into Lentz, and it's 31-21 in favor of the Tigers. 4:17 to go here before halftime. Thomason, high post, Melton, kicks it right corner, Minders, left-hand dribble, gets to the high post. He'll go right corner. Now to Countryman, back outside for Gilkey. He'll drive the lane, tried to bounce it underneath. Pass was intended for Keith, but it's stolen by Lentz. Nice play, Chris Lentz. He'll get it to Dole. Dole down the lane. He'll throw it underneath to Carbolo, and he missed the turnaround shot right at the bucket. That was a good look. Just didn't fall. Thomas on the board for the Tigers. He'll go left corner. Keith drives the bucket and draws the foul. Nice move by Ryan Keith, the junior guard, and he will earn himself a trip to the stripe with 3:47 to go in the first half. Walnut Grove now in the double bonus. And that is number 3 already on Hughes. So that's a big third one on James. And, of course, Hughes coming in fairly late in the first quarter off the bench, but already has 3 fouls. Keith, first free throw is good. So that's going to get Wilkins back into the ball game. And Keith now with 4 in the contest. Second one on the way. And that one good as well. So it's 33-21. Walnut Grove extends the lead, 3:46 to go here in the first half of basketball. Now we got a foul called right at midcourt. They're going to get a hand check foul on Walnut Grove as Carbolo was trying to bring the ball up the floor. And they're going to give that one, it looks like, to Logan Thomason. So that's going to be his second. And it stops the clock with 3:42 to go, and it's going to be Carbolo to the foul line. And Rafe has been held in check just 3 points. He's averaging 20 a game coming into today. First free throw is good. And it's 33-22 with 3:42 to go before the first half finishes here at Clinton High School. Big crowd, of course, on hand here today. And a lot of green and gold in the seats as well. Second free throw from Rafe is good. So Carbolo knocks those both down. He's got five, and it's 33-23. Now Binder's at the other end for the Tigers. Going to kick it out to Keith, top of the circle. Thomason for three, missed it short. Rebound brought down inside by Lentz. Another nice board by Chris. He's got five of those thus far. He'll get it to Wilkins. Wilkins will bounce it right corner. Lentz, he'll drive the baseline. He'll lob it underneath. Good feed into Carbolo, and he'll put it up and in. That's a beautiful pass by Lentz into Carbolo, and it's 33-25. Lakeland battling back. 3:10 to go before halftime, and now here's a wild shot in the lane. Minders off the feed from Gilkey. Puts it up wildly and missed. Rebound to Carbolo. He'll kick it right corner. Lentz for three. Missed it short. Rebound to the Tigers. Nice board by Minders. He'll get it to Gilkey. Throws it up ahead of the pack to Keith, and it's knocked away from him out of bounds by Carbolo. And it looks like they will say Rafe was the last to touch that. It was close. Or did they get a foul on that? Nope, looks like they said it was just tipped out. So it will be Walnut Grove basketball. They'll throw it in underneath. Gilkey gets it into Minders. Back to Gilkey, right corner. Now to Thomason, right wing. Fakes the three. Now tries to drive it, and then we get a foul called on Lentz. Lentz kind of went for that shot fake a little bit. Thomason tried to go right around him and drew that contact off of it. And that's going to be foul number one on Chris Lentz with 2:47 to go before halftime. Tigers on top, 33-25. First free throw is good for Thomason, and that's going to give him 10. So Minders with 10, Thomason with 10 as well. Thus far in his first half, and this is a Walnut Grove team that really is averaging about 70-plus points a ball game this year. Of course, they put 80 up quite a few times as well, scored 86 on Sheldon Tuesday night as the second free throw good as well for Thompson, and it's 36-25 Tigers. 2:43 to go here before halftime. Dole into the front court, finds Lentz. He'll go underneath to Wersig. Wersig, one dribble, goes back to Dole, right side of the lane, flips it underneath for Wilkins, gets trapped under the bucket. He'll leave it for Carbolo, right in the lane, puts it up, missed. Rebound brought down low inside by Countryman. Pulls down that rebound, and he'll get it to Gilkey. Gilkey, right side for Minders. Binders with it up top, high post Gilkey, left wing Thompson for three, rimmed out, rebound brought down by Lentz, 2:14 to go here in the first half. Lentz will get it to Dole, Dole a little crossover move, going to throw it underneath for Carbolo, and he had it stripped away and stolen away by Keith. Keith going to push to the other end, nice little ball fake, leaves it underneath for Gilkey, and he'll put it up and in. And that is just what you cannot afford to do, to have all these turnovers. They've got 11 now against this very good Walnut Grove offensive team as they lead by 12 now. And here's a deflection out of bounds. Dole has it knocked away from him as he brings it up the floor. So 37-25, the lead for the Tigers. A minute 47 to go before halftime. Wersig throws it in, gets it into Dole. He'll put up the three, right side miss. Rebound Carbolo, goes back up. He couldn't get it to fall. And a nice board brought down by Thomason for Walnut Grove. He'll go to the other side. Long pass in the corner to Keith, and he'll stick the three ball. That'll be the fifth three of the ball game for Walnut Grove. They average about 19 threes a game, and they now lead it 40-25. And now a foul called. Foul coming up here at midcourt as Lakeland was trying to quickly get the ball to the other side. Taylor getting ready to check back in here at this dead ball for Lakeland. And they're going to give that foul to Corey Countryman. That's going to be his first, team foul number 8 on the Tigers. And it's going to send Chris Lentz to the foul line for the first time here this afternoon. Lentz eyes the rim, first one good. This is a 1-1, so he'll have another. That'll cut it to 40-26. And Chris Lentz in the ball game with 3. Second one on the way for Lentz. That one missed short. Rebound brought down by Thompson for the Tigers. A minute 20 to go before the half. He'll get it into the front court. Goes left side with the dribble. Now kills it, picks it up, gets rid of it just barely to Gilkey. And then Gilkey trying to get it inside, stolen by Lentz. Lentz will find Wilkins. Wilkins to Dole on the right side. He'll kick it back right corner. Wilkins catches, fires the three. It's an air ball. Rebound brought down by Ryan Keith. A minute to go. Tigers with the ball. Up 40-26. Here's Gilkey into the front court. Gets it to Thompson. Back to Gilkey. Now to Thompson outside. with under a minute to go. Left side, Keith, he'll take the three, missed it, back of the rim. Rebound, Gilkey, one dribble, back up with it, he missed. And Taylor claims it, 40 seconds to go before the half. Taylor to Wilkins, right corner, Lentz, out to Dole with 35. Little crossover, but a nice take down the lane, leaves it for Taylor, and he'll score it. Great pass by Landon Dole. And now they get a steal, Dole the steal off the inbounds, and then takes the three in the corner, but he missed. Rebound brought down by Thomason, and he'll bring it the other way. 18 seconds to go before halftime, and now Thomason down the lane, and he'll score it. That was easy, and it's 42-28. Thomason with 13 with 10 seconds to go. Now Dole, right corner, Lentz. Lakeland a chance for the final shot of the half with 7 seconds. Lentz puts it up from 15, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it's going to keep it with the Vikings. They're going to say it's off of Minder's last. So Lakeland will throw it in under their own bucket with just 2.5 on the first half clock. Chris Lentz will be throwing it in. So a late run here at the end of the first half for Walnut Grove. They've hit a couple threes. They take advantage as well of these turnovers, and now Lentz will throw it in. Gets it in left corner to Taylor. Back to Lentz. Puts it up at the buzzer, and it's no good. Missed it just short in the left corner from 15. So that will take us to halftime here in our boys' quarterfinal battle from Clinton High School. Vikings by no means out of this game as they trail Walnut Grove here at the half, 42-28. But they'll have to do a little bit better job taking care of that basketball in the second half and guard that three. So we're going to throw it back to the studios here. We'll take a three-minute break. Back with the recap of the first half after this in three on KDKD.
The Montrose Savings Bank offers you several good reasons why their independent bank is your best choice. First of all, they make lending decisions right here to give you a quick response to your loan request. Plus, they work with their customers one-on-one whenever possible. And your deposits are reinvested locally, helping the entire area grow and prosper. The Montrose Savings Bank, hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at 401 Missouri Avenue in Montrose. An equal housing lender, member FDIC, and a proud supporter of Montrose schools.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Mario Piccoli, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in St. Clair County, I've got you covered.
The Lakeland Vikings are proudly presented today at 95.3 KDKD by these fine sponsors. Hawthorne Bank, with branches in Clinton and Osceola. Deepwater Fire Department, where the Vikings are always on fire. Go Vikings from all your friends at St. Clair County Bank in Lowry City. Viking Trailer Sales, featuring Bulldog and Iron Star Trailers. And Landmark Restaurant, where folks come from miles and miles in every direction for the best fresh food around. Tom's Body Shop in Osceola has been repairing dings and dents for more than 50 years, and it's safe to say they've seen it all. From soccer ball dents on the door to baseball dents on the roof, Tom's Body Shop can fix or repair just about anything, and they'll work with your insurance to give you the lowest out-of-pocket cost. Call 646-2751. That's Tom's Body Shop in Osceola. Tom's Body Shop is happy to sponsor today's state tournament Lakeland Vikings broadcast.
If you or a loved one is in need of skilled care, choose Truman Lake Manor. We're locally owned. Our daily rates are up to 50% less than what some of the big corporate care facilities charge, but our level of care is second to none. Residents love our outdoor courtyard, daily activities, and experienced staff that become far more than just caregivers. Truman Lake Manor, affordable living with people who care. 600 East 7th Street, Lowry City, Missouri. 417-644-2248.
We love our policyholders, and to show you how much we love you, stop by your local Henry County Mutual Insurance office to enter for a chance to win $100 off your annual premium. Each entry will receive a small gift and be entered in the drawing for $100 off. Promotion will run through the month of February, with the winner to be drawn March 1st. Follow us on Facebook and check us out at henrycountymutual.net, protecting you and your family since 1891.
And welcome back here at halftime of our boys' quarterfinal round action here on the boys' side of the bracket. And right now, 42-28 here at the half in favor of Walnut Grove as they had a late run there at the end of that second quarter, pushed the lead out a little bit. Lakeland, though, at one point had it down to five about midway through that second quarter, but then a little bit of a late run by the Tigers. They knocked down a couple of those three balls, and then they also forced some turnovers. I've got Lakeland down for 11 thus far in the first half, so they'll have to do a little bit better job of taking care of the ball. But right now, I think Coach Collins has still got to feel pretty good. You just got to keep playing hard. That's all you can do. This is a very, very good Walnut Grove team, obviously the defending state champs from last year. They can flat shoot the basketball, but right now they're shooting it, I think, streaky enough to where you can, you know, find ways to get the ball inside. So they're not, you know, 100% hot from three right now. They've hit six of them thus far, so about 6 out of 10, which is, you know, still a pretty good percentage. But, you know, this is a team that's putting up, you know, anywhere from 15 to 19 threes a game. It's pretty much most of their offense. And really, for the most part, you know, holding them to six isn't really too bad. But right now, offensively, for Lakeland, the story is Rafe Carvalho. He just has not quite been able to get going in this game, playing a very good defensive team, obviously, in Walnut Grove. But Rafe still, with a pretty decent first half, he has 7 after that 24-point performance on Tuesday night in the win over Green Ridge. 8 in the first half for Dole, 8 for Taylor, and 3 for Lentz. So that is the scoring across the board for the Vikings. Tigers have a very balanced scoring, on the other hand. They've got a total of 5 in the first half from Ryan Keith, 13 for Hunter Gilkey as he got off to a roaring start, and then 10 in the first half for Dawson Minders, and 13 in the first half as well for Logan Thomason, who is their leading scorer. But Lakeland was able to do a fairly good job on him defensively. They held him to just a couple threes, but he still finishes with 13. So the Tigers with 3 players already in double figures here at the half, as it's a 42-28 lead for Walnut Grove. The winner of this game will play Friday night, March the 9th, down in Springfield at JQH Hammonds Arena on the campus of Missouri State in the Final Four round. They will take on undefeated North Andrew, who has already punched their ticket to the Final Four. North Andrew is the number one team in the state in Class 1 on the boys' side, so they have already advanced, and they await the winner of this one Friday night down there in Springfield. And we, of course, will have coverage of it if Lakeland is able to advance and pull out a upset here in this second half. But North Andrew, they are a very, very talented team at 28-0. And, of course, a lot of people thought that Dora, they are on the top side of the bracket in Class 1, but they actually lost to Emmons the other night. So Emmons pulled the upset. Dora is a team that actually beat this Walnut Grove team earlier in the season. So Dora is a team to watch, but certainly the favorite, I think, going in will be North Andrew, and obviously this Walnut Grove team in the mix. And Lakeland, they are trying to be in the mix as well. Of course, the Wheatland Lady Mules already pulled an upset earlier this afternoon. They defeated the favored Walnut Grove Lady Tigers by 5 in overtime in an unbelievable game that literally went down to the last possession. So congratulations to Wheatland. Wheatland had actually lost to Walnut Grove earlier in the year by 30, but they pulled the upset here today in the quarterfinal round over the Walnut Grove girls. So they are going to Springfield next weekend, and Lakeland trying to be there as well. Want to mention our sponsors here at the half, and again, we really appreciate their support of Lakeland Viking playoff basketball right here on KDKD this afternoon. We cannot thank them enough, and we just appreciate them supporting today's ball game. And we want to thank Hawthorne Bank. They have branches, of course, in Clinton and Osceola. They say good luck, Vikings, and stop into Hawthorne Bank, member FDIC, Deepwater Fire Department. They are proud supporters today of the Vikings. They say, good luck, Vikings. And, yes, when the game is on, the Vikings are on fire. So thank you so much to Deepwater Fire Department. And in St. Clair County Bank in Lowry City, everyone at our bank, they are just big supporters of the Vikings. They say, go Vikings, from your friends at St. Clair County Bank in Lowry City. Also, Viking Trailer Sales. Viking Trailer Sales, established in 2004, featuring Bulldog and Iron Star Trailers. They are located just 14 miles south of Clinton and 2 miles south of Lowry City on 13. Good luck, Vikings. from Viking Trailer Sales, and also Landmark Restaurant located in downtown Lowry City. They say, folks, come on in. They, of course, come in from miles around to go down there to Landmark Restaurant. It is a great establishment. They are always there for you. And don't forget, they've got the best fried chicken in St. Clair County. And also, the fried chicken day is coming up tomorrow. So be sure to stop in down there at Landmark Restaurant in Lowry City. Landmark Restaurant salutes the Lakeland Vikings and wishes them the best of success today in Clinton. Again, we appreciate those folks coming on board here this afternoon and supporting Lakeland Viking basketball here today in the quarterfinal round right here on KDKD. And also, we'll run down the list here. We want to thank Truman Lake Manor, Henry County Mutual Insurance, Hawthorne Bank, Shelter Insurance, Montrose Savings Bank, Farm Bureau, Tom's Body Shop, Deepwater Fire, St. Clair County Bank, and also Viking Trailer Sales here this afternoon. Appreciate their support of Lakeland Viking basketball. So we are set here for the second half. 42-28 is the lead for Walnut Grove. It's still a second half to be played. And Coach Collins' team, they have showed fight and charisma all year, and they are by no means out of this ball game the way they can score the basketball. But I think you've got to find a way to keep getting that ball inside to Taylor and also get Carvalho some more touches. He can shoot the ball from the outside but can also drive it and score it. And we'll see how this second half plays out. And then defensively, you just got to guard that three ball. You just got to know where Minders and Thomason are at all times on the floor, as well as Keith. They are really the triple-headed monster out there as far as shooting the three goes. And it's a situation where you just can't let them get rolling. If you can, you know, give up one or two, and if they go on a cold streak, which they have had a few of those in his first half, I think that could help Lakeland. But the key is you've got to take advantage of it. When they're not shooting it well from three, you've got to be able to score that basketball at the other end. So we are ready to start the second half. It'll be Walnut Grove basketball to start half number two, as Thomason will set it up outside. Keith's going to take the three right out of the gate, missed it wide left, and then Wersig had the rebound, then had it stripped away by Gilkey, and then it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch, I believe, there by Gilkey. So it's going to be Lakeland basketball. So not even a minute into the second half, and Walnut Grove taking that first three. And, you know, not a lot of teams play this style. You know, they literally just come down the floor, and they're going to put it up, whether it's an open look or not, from three-point range. They get over half of their points from threes. So 7:42 to go in the third. Lakeland will have it. This will be their first possession here in the second half. Lentz will set it up. He'll go right corner for Dole. Dole, high post, looking for Carvalho, and we got a foul called. Carvalho was bumped as that ball came in to him at the high post. We'll see who they get the foul on. It's going to be, looks like, going against Minders, so that's going to be his first. Team foul number one here in the second half on Walnut Grove. Wersig throws it in underneath, gets it to Taylor. He'll kick it out. Dole for three, missed it right side. Taylor got it back and scores it. Nice follow by Ryan Taylor. Taylor with 10 in the ballgame. He's the first Lakeland player to get into double figures, and the lead has been cut to 12. Here's a three at the other end. Quick shot from Minders, and he missed. And that's what you got to be able to do when they miss those, get those rebounds. Taylor gets it. He'll find Carvalho. Lakeland trying to get it back to possibly 10 here or 9. Here's Lentz in the corner off the feed from Taylor. Puts it up. Missed. That one went all the way around the rim and somehow didn't go in. Rebound to Gilkey. Gilkey going to push it the other way, leaves it underneath to Melton, and he'll score it. And a timeout, Walnut Grove. So Coach Minder's not happy with his team right out of the gate. He's going to take one right after the quick bucket there by the Tigers. So that'll make the lead 14 with 6:50 to go in the third. We'll step aside here for 30. Back after this, you're listening to Lakeland Viking playoff basketball here on KDKD.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the dear remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Art Logan in Athlone City about Shelter's home insurance options.
Welcome back. 6:40 to go here in the third. Lakeland with the ball trying to battle their way back down 14, and now we get a steal as they turn it over right out of the timeout. Dole got it to Wersig on that right side, but was stripped away by Thomason. And now here come the Tigers. Thomason to Gilkey, left corner to Minders for three. He missed it, and then we get a foul called after the miss. So Walnut Grove 0-3 to start the second half here from three-point range. And then we get the push foul on Lakeland. They're going to give that one to Lentz. So that's his second. And it'll be Walnut Grove ball underneath. Gilkey will throw it in. Gets it in left side to Thomason. He'll bounce it right wing for Minders. Now to Keith. To Minders up top. High post it goes. Now to Gilkey. Left corner, Thomason drives the baseline. Nice little wraparound move. Kicks it in the right corner for Keith for three. He missed. Rebound Taylor. Now he'll throw it to the other end to Lentz, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice pass. The length of the floor by Taylor. And now a near steal by Dole in the backcourt. But Gilkey almost had his pocket picked, but able to get it back. He'll get it to Thomason. He'll put up the three ball. Missed it short. Melton had the rebound and then had it knocked away. But then we're going to get a hold coming up here on Lakeland. And the Lakeland fans, they are not happy campers about that one. They thought it was all ball, but they said he had his arm on that one. So that is going to be foul number three on Taylor, and that's a big third one on Ryan. They got to have him out there, so he's going to have to be careful. Gilkey will throw it in underneath, gets it to Keith, now to Thomason for three, and he got it. So that's what they do. You give them enough looks. That's their first three to go in. They had missed five previously, and now Dole is going to be fouled at the other end, trying to drive the lane quickly. And that's going to be going against Melton in the lane on Walnut Grove with 5:39 to go in the third. Foul, though, will be on the floor. So that is number three on Cole Melton. And it'll be Lakeland ball underneath. They trail it 47-32, 5:39 to go in the third. Wersig gets it into Carbolo. Back to Wersig in the corner, and he'll knock it down from three. First points of the day for Garrett. And that'll cut it to 47-35. That's the 4-3 of the day for Lakeland. Now Thomason, he'll take a three at the other end. He got it. Nothing but net. And we get a whistle after the bucket went in. And I think this is going to be a foul coming up here on Lakeland. As Thomason now has hit back-to-back threes, he's got 16 points. So the foul comes after the basket went in. And Lentz got his third. So now you got a little bit of foul trouble with Lentz with three and Taylor with three. Gilkey will throw it in underneath to Thomason, and he got another one. Oh, mercy. A big-time dagger for Thomason. And wait a minute here. Coach Collins called timeout, and everybody just kept playing. Ball got to mid-court before they realized there was a timeout. So those are two big threes there, one coming after the foul, which gave the extra possession to Walnut Grove. And Thomason, three straight threes here in the third quarter. He now has 19 points, and it's 53-35 in favor of Walnut Grove. We'll go ahead and keep it here. This will be a short timeout on the floor. This is a key point in the ballgame where you've got to stay in it. You cannot let this rattle you. Walnut Grove has now hit a total of eight threes in the ball game. They are 8 of 14 from three-point range here this afternoon. And that three ball has really, right now, been one of the big differences in the ball game. Both of these teams really haven't shot a lot of free throws here this afternoon. And then it's going to be out of the timeout for Coach Collins, Lakeland basketball. So this is a critical point in the ball game. All the momentum right now with Walnut Grove. 5:18 to go in the third, but still a lot of time. Lentz will get it in to Dole. Dole going to bring it across. Dole having a good ball game today offensively. He's got eight. He'll throw it underneath the bucket for Carbolo. Lost the handle on the dribble. Got it back. Kicks it out to Dole for three. He missed it. And the rebound brought down by Countryman. And Lakeland had one of these spells in the second quarter where they went about 5 minutes without scoring, and they're on a 4-minute scoreless streak here in the third, but now they get a steal. Gilkey has his pocket pick stolen by Carbajal, and he'll lay it up and in at the other end. Big steal there, and they turn it into buckets, and it's 53-47. Quickly, though, Thomas into the other end, gets it underneath on the bounce pass, was able to get it into Minders, and he's fouled. So Minders got hammered there. Wasn't an intentional foul, but Wersting was trailing the play, and all of his momentum was going forward, and he couldn't stop it. Well, wait a minute. Check that. They gave that to Lentz. So Lentz just got his fourth, and that's a tough break for Chris. He's going to have to come out of the ballgame. Chris having a great senior season for this Lakeland team. So it'll be Walnut Grove ball underneath. Gilkey gets it into Thomas, and he missed the runner in the lane. Rebound to Wersing. He'll get it to Dole. Vikings in need of a bucket. Dole going to try to drive to the corner, and a foul called. Hand check coming up here on Walnut Grove. And they will give that to Hunter Gilkey. That'll be his second. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Lakeland to throw it in low baseline. Wersing gets it into Hughes. He'll go up top for Dole. 4:30 to go in the third. Vikings trail it 53-37. Dole with it up top. Little crossover move. Puts it up from 15. Missed it back of the rim. Rebound brought down by Thomason. He's going to push it up the left side. Gets to the left wing. Throws it top of the circle for Gilkey. Right wing Keith. Open three. Got it. Nothing but net for Ryan Keith on the three ball. And it's 56-37, and now Dole is going to draw a foul at the other end just before he threw that pass to Taylor. So the threes are flying. That's their fourth that they've hit in this third quarter. They've hit now 11 in the ballgame, and it's 56-37. That foul was whistled on Keith. That was his first, as he's going to check out of the ballgame. Lakeland will throw it in underneath. Wersing gets it in right corner with the bounce pass to Dole. He fires the three but missed it. Rebound brought down by Countryman, and he'll get it to Gilkey. 3:57 to go, and the Vikings are just ice cold right now shooting the basketball. Now Minders will take a three, and he got it from the left side. And Walnut Grove starting to feel it, and they are starting to pull away a little bit here in the third. They lead it 59-37. Here's Carbajal going to float the shot up and hit it from the right corner. Nice shot there by Rafe off the assist from Dole. That'll cut it to 59-39. Gilkey into the front court for the Tigers. Has it right side. They double-team him. He'll throw it underneath. Nice pass into Minders, and he'll score it. And it's 61-39, and you're just not going to be able to outscore this Walnut Grove team at this point. And now a steal. They get the steal in the backcourt. Minders got the steal from Dole, but then he's called for the travel. So Minders tried to flip up the shot, but they called him for the walk beforehand. That'll just be the seventh turnover of the ballgame for Coach Minders' team with 3:15 to go in the third with a 61-39 lead. The winner goes to Springfield Friday night to play in the Final Four in the semifinal round. Here's Wilkins now up the floor, gets it to Hughes, and he'll draw the foul. Nice take in the lane there by Hughes, and he will earn himself a trip to the foul line. So Carbajal leads the way offensively for Lakeland right now with 11, 10 for Taylor, 8 for Dole. Hughes has 2. That foul was on Countryman, his second. Hughes with the free throw, and it's good. He'll have another. So Hughes now with 3. That was the 15th foul on Walnut Grove. One more for Hughes. The senior on the way, and that one good as well. So that'll make it 61-41, but now a long pass. Gilkey throws the baseball pass to the other end to Minders, and he draws the foul. As, again, Lakeland was late getting back defensively, and they threw that long pass up the floor. So that's going to send Minders to the foul line with 3:04 to go here in the third quarter. First free throw good for Minders. That'll give him 15, and it's 62-41 with 3:04 to go. Countryman will come back into the ballgame now for Walnut Grove, coming in for Zach Haney. Walnut Grove with 3 players in double figures at this point. Second one good as well for Minders, and that'll make it 63-41. Walnut Grove's been very good at the line here today. They're 9 of 11. And now a steal. Dole has it taken away in the front court. That'll be turnover number 15 on the day for Coach Collins' club. And you can't have those right now. Gilkey will go left side. Thompson for three. Missed it back of the rim. Rebound to Dole. He's going to push. 2-on-2 to the other end. Flips it up and in. Nice move there by Dole as he gets it to go off the glass. And now we're going to get a blocking foul on Wilkins. Wilkins was trailing the play as Thompson was trying to beat everybody up the floor, up the right side after that bucket by Dole. So that's going to be number two on Wilkins. And stops the clock with 2:39 to go in quarter number three. So two on Wilkins, 16 foul on Lakeland. Gilkey gets it inbounds to Thompson, and he'll miss the three in the corner. Rebound brought down by Carvalho with 2:27 to go in the third. Rafe going to bring it the other way. Works it up top for Dole. Dole right corner, Hughes. Lobs it underneath right into the double team to Carvalho. Now he'll get rid of it. Kicks it out for Taylor. Taylor left side, Wilkins against the man-to-man. Left corner, it goes to Hughes. Wide open three. Missed it. Back of the iron. Rebound to Keith. And now we get a jump ball. Good job by Gavin Wilkins, the freshman, getting in there and forcing the jump ball. And it's going to stick with Lakeland with 2:09 to go here in this third quarter. Wilkins will throw it in underneath. On that low baseline, lobs it out. Almost was tipped and stolen, but Dole able to get it back. Drives the lane, flips it in for Taylor. Nice little spin move, and a foul is called. Nice move by Taylor. He's been quiet here in this third quarter. He's had to play through some foul trouble. He got two fouls early. He's got three on him right now. And they're going to give that foul to Countryman of Walnut Grove. And it's going to send Taylor to the line. So you really need these free throws. You have to have anything you can get right now, especially with the clock stopped. First free throw is good for Taylor. That'll make it 63-44 with 2:03 to go. One more on the way, and that one nothing but net. So two big ones there for Taylor. That'll give him 12 and make it 63-45. And now a foul is called at midcourt. Carvalho was trying to cut off Thompson again, coming up that right side on the speed dribble. But Carvalho going to pick up his second on that one. That'll be team foul number 7 on the Vikings. And it's going to send Logan Thompson, the senior, to the foul line. He's had a big day. 19 points. He's hit three threes here in the second half. 1-1 now, and he missed the front end of it, but Gilkey tips the rebound to himself. But I think they're going to call it for the foul, and they do. They said Gilkey pushed off before he got that rebound, so Gilkey will pick up number 3 on that one. And Carvalho, he got kind of hit in the noggin there as they were both going for that rebound, and I think a good call on Gilkey. So it's going to send Rafe Carvalho to the line. Lakeland now in the bonus. 17 foul there on Walnut Grove. So 1-1 for Carvalho. Missed the front end of it. Left it just short. And the rebound brought down by Gilkey. Coming down to the end of this third quarter. 1:50 to go. Walnut Grove in command right now. Minder's going to get it inside to Milton. He'll go right corner to Keith. Now back into Gilkey. He'll put it up. Gets it to go. And he's fouled. Hunter Gilkey now with a total of 13 on the day. They're going to give the foul to Taylor. That's his fourth, I believe. So that's going to get Garrett Wurstig back up off the bench and into the game for Lakeland. So Taylor will have to come out with his fourth. That bucket making it 65-45. And now Gilkey looking for the three-point play. Gilkey will eye the rim and gets it to go. That'll give him 16. So Gilkey with 16, 19 for Thompson, and 17 for Minders. As this high-powered Tiger offense averaging close to 80 points a game coming into this one. And they are right now on pace to get 80 in this one with 1:45 to go with everything on the line here in this quarterfinal round action in the third quarter. But Lakeland's just going to have to find a way to get that offense going in the fourth. There still is time, but this is a very, very tough Walnut Grove team when they have a lead like this. So Carvalho will get it in after they mop the floor up there. Gets it into Wilkins, and now he's going to be fouled up at midcourt. We'll see who they get. It's either going to be on Thompson or Haney. They give it to Haney. That's his third. Stops the clock with a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. From Clinton High School here in his quarterfinal battle. And now Wilkins shooting a one-and-one, and he got the roll. That one bounced high up off the backside of the iron and went straight in. Wilkins on the board as he picks up his first with that one to cut it to 66-46 with a minute 40 to go in the third. Second one here for Gavin Wilkins on the way, and that one missed. Rebound to Haney inside. He'll clear it out to Minders. He'll push it up the left side, gets to the left wing, throws it right side to Thomason. Down to a minute 30 to go in the third. Thomason goes back door with the pass to Minders, and he'll score it. Heck of a pass by Logan Thomason, and it's 68-46 in favor of Walnut Grove. Here comes Dole up the right side of the floor with the speed dribble, and we get a foul call. Another foul coming up here on the Tigers. Well, we've seen a lot of those fouls where the defenders have been trailing the play, just coming up the floor. Both point guards today, Landon Dole for Lakeland and Keys for Walnut Grove, have done a good job of setting the tempo and making those defenders have to chase the play and push the ball up the floor. So Landon Dole picked up point number 1,000 in his career on Tuesday night in the win over Green Ridge at Sedalia Smith-Cotton. He's got 11 now today as he knocks down the first free throw here in the 1-1. He'll have one more. So both teams in a bonus at this point. And Dole knocks down the second to make it 68-48. 1:17 to go in quarter number three. Thomason will get it across, lobs it into the front court to Minders. Left side to Key, top of the key. Thomason puts it on the deck, drives it hard there, puts it up but missed it. Rebound brought down by Wilkins. He'll throw it to the other end to Carbolo. Race, nice little crossover move in the lane and puts up the shot, missed, but draws the foul. Good job by Carbolo getting out in the open floor and drawing that contact. And Coach Collins is going to have him for three more years. He has just been a treat to watch this year, averaging about 20 points a game this season as a freshman. And, of course, Rafe picked up point number 500 already in his career as a freshman, which is very impressive. And he did that Tuesday night as well in the sectional round game. So there was some history made in that game on Tuesday night for Lakeland basketball for sure. So Carbolo with Lakeland now in the double bonus to shoot two here, and he missed the first. Of course, Rafe comes from a great basketball family. A long line of Carbolos have played at Lakeland. His brother scored over 1,000 points in his career. He graduated in 2010. Second free throw from Rafe is good, and that'll make it 68-49. 58 seconds to go in the third. Thomason with the basketball in the backcourt, and he sails that one out of bounds as he hits Coach Minders right in the shoe with that pass. So that's going to be just the seventh turnover of the day for Walnut Grove. Lakeland will get it back, coming down to the end of this third. Dole with a dribble, drives it right side of the lane, puts it up from five, missed it short. Rebound to Minders for Walnut Grove, down to 40 seconds. Gets it across, has the pass tipped, though, tipped by Wilkins, and now both officials are confused about the call. The other official is appealing to the baseline official, and he's going to say Lakeland ball. And I think they got it right. I don't think Wilkins tipped that. So Wilkins will get it into Dole. He'll go left wing, Wersig for three. Missed it short. Rebound, Carbolo. Back up. He couldn't get it to fall. And then the rebound brought down by Gilkey, and then a foul is called on Lakeland after Gilkey had that rebound. So Aiden Malloy is going to come into the game now for Lakeland. And that was number five on Hughes. So Hughes just fouls out of the game with 30.2 to go here in the third quarter. It's going to send Logan Thomason to the line. I thought Gilkey was the one that was fouled, but they say Thomason was. And the free throw in the 1-1 is no good. Rebound run down in the corner by Wersig with 28 seconds. He'll get it to Wilkins at midcourt. Gavin going to drive the lane, puts it up off the glass, and gets it to go. And that'll make it 68-51. 19 seconds to go in the third. Thomason with it in the backcourt. Throws it into the front court to Minders with 13. He'll drive it to the bucket, puts it up, missed it. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say Lakeland ball, it looks like. I said Minders was the last to touch that one. So the Vikings will have it. A little bit of a momentum shift here in Lakeland's favor at the end of this third quarter. With still 8 minutes to go. Wilkins gets it into Duell, down to 4 seconds here in the third. Left side, Wursig for three, missed it. That was from way outside. And the rebound to Minders, and that'll take us to the end of quarter number three in our boys' quarterfinal matchup. The Vikings trying to pull off a come-from-behind victory as we go to the final eight and a chance to get to the final four in Springfield on Friday night. Walnut Grove leading 68-51. We'll pause for 60. Back after this with the start of the fourth here on KDKD.
We're here with the folks from Hawthorne Bank.
We are on social media now.
We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So if you haven't already, go out there and like us and share us with your friends.
Come on, Larry. You're on Facebook all the time, aren't you?
I am. Sharing all the time.
A lot of the times our posts are about events in the community. So you might find your best friend out there on a picture. You can certainly like them. Or
tag them in the picture. We had a team out there participating in Office Olympics, and some of those photos were out there. And we're already talking about coming back next year for Olympics and taking the crown. So just be ready. We already said rematch. So
I think next year they're going to have an event where they're going to count cards.
Oh, I may enter that event.
Yeah, I know. You would win that one, right?
Yet another reason to call my friends down at Member FDIC Hawthorne Bank. Thanks for stopping by.
Welcome back here to Clinton High School as we go to the fourth quarter. Does Lakeland have one last run in them to pull off a miracle? Trailing 68-51 right out of the gate here. A three in the air and no good for Thompson. Rebound to Dole. And he'll push it the other way as we start the fourth. Dole will set it up from 15. He missed it. Rebound tipped around inside. Carmelo tried to save it back in bounds, but he's not able to do so. As it's going to be, actually they said he saved it in and then it was tipped out. So great play there by Rafe. Didn't look like he was going to have a chance to save that one in, but he was able to save it back in bounds and then Keith tipped it out. So Lakeland with it. Wilkins throws it inbounds. Gets it to Wursig. Now back to Gavin up top. Walnut Grove going to stay in the man-to-man. Both teams have played man-to-man the entire game. No zone here today. And now Dole throws it away. Stolen by Milton. He'll lay it up but missed it. Rebound Minders and he'll get the stick back. Turnover number 17 for Lakeland, and that has hurt him here today. And now Wilkins gets caught in a double team at midcourt, trying to bring it up the floor, and we get a foul call. Lakeland going to catch a break there because they had Wilkins double team, but they do call a reach-in foul on Walnut Grove. Lakeland, of course, still in that double bonus with 7:09 to go in the ballgame, trailing at 70-51. They're going to give that foul to Keith, his second, and Gavin Wilkins to the line to shoot a pair, and he missed the first. Lakeland today is 7 of 15 from the charity stripe. Gavin, the freshman, eyes the rim, and that one good to make it 70-52. 7:07 to go. Just got to find a way to get it back to single digits if you can, and now an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Logan Thompson as he just bowled over Wilkins. Caught it, jump stopped right in the front court and plowed over it. So that was a no-doubter. And foul will be on the floor there because it's an offensive foul. So officials are trying to sort some of the players out, I think, a little bit, making sure it doesn't start getting a little chippy. So Wursig will throw it in. 7:04 to go in the game. Lakeland trailing 70-52 here in this quarterfinal matchup. It is win or go home. Wursig gets it into Dole. Left corner, Carbolo. Back out on the left wing for Dole. He'll drive it. Gets to the left side of the lane and draws the foul. Great job by Landon Dole getting in there in traffic, and he'll go to the foul line. So Minders will pick up the foul for Walnut Grove. That's his second. Landon Dole to the line for some big free throws, and he got the first. That'll cut it to 70-53. Landon today, another great ball game, 13 points, and he leads Lakeland offensively in scoring. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Gilkey. 6:50 to go. Lakeland needs some stops. Dilkey will get it to Miners. He'll take the triple, missed it back of the rim. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Lakeland. And here's where if Walnut Grove gets a little cold from three, could certainly let Lakeland back into this game. Carbolo will get it in. Gets it to Worsing. Now back to Rafe. He'll cross the timeline with the dribble. Goes top of the key. Tadula tried to drive the lane, had it stolen away. Good defensive play there by Minders as he gets the steal. He'll drive it the other way. Works it right wing for Keith. They'll lob it underneath Thompson. Back to Gilkey. Nice up and under move. Missed it. Got it back. Goes back up. Missed it again. Got it back a second time and scores it. And then we're going to get a timeout, Walnut Grove. Well, what a job there by Hunter Gilkey. Got two of his own rebounds, stayed with it, and finished it off. So a timeout called by the Tigers. They lead it. 72-53, 6:18 to go in the ball game. We'll step aside here for 30. Back after this, here on KDKD.
The Montrose Savings Bank offers you several good reasons why their independent bank is your best choice. First of all, they make lending decisions right here to give you a quick response to your loan request. Plus, they work with their customers one-on-one whenever possible. And your deposits are reinvested locally, helping the entire area grow and prosper. The Montrose Savings Bank, hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at 401 Missouri Avenue in Montrose. An equal housing lender, member FDIC, and a proud supporter of Montrose Schools.
Welcome back here to Clinton High School. 6:18 to go here in the ball game. 72-53, Walnut Grove in command, but still some time left here for the Vikings to possibly jump back in it. They're going to need to knock down some threes and get some stops. Lentz back into the game now with four fouls. He'll get it to Dole. Now they get it underneath in the lane. Taylor, oh, he lost the handle on it. Well, he had a free lane to the bucket and just lost the handle on the dribble. And that'll be turnover number 18 today for Lakeland. Walnut Grove gets it back. 6:08 to go in the game. Gilkey gets it in to Thompson. Left corner, Minders. He'll throw it right corner. Keith for three, and he got it. Nothing but net. Just too much space, and you cannot leave these Walnut Grove shooters open. They will knock it down every time. And now Dole the other way. Finds Taylor at midcourt. Had it stripped and stolen. Stolen by Gilkey. Then he goes up, tries to dunk it. He missed the dunk, but Keith right there to get the putback. And it's 77-53. 5:39 to go, and now another steal at midcourt. Things falling apart now for Lakeland a little bit as Minders gets it to Thompson, and he'll score it. And it's 79-53, and Lakeland looks to be out of gas a little bit. Dole will get it to Taylor. Left side, Lentz for three. Missed it. Rebound Thompson. He'll throw it to the other end. Gilkey catches. He's open. Drives it. Puts it up. Missed. Minders missed the putback. And now we got a whistle underneath after that miss. I think we're going to get a push-off foul coming up here on Lakeland. So the lead is now all of a sudden 26 with 5:14 to play in the fourth. And it's going to be Dawson Minders going to the line to shoot a pair for Walnut Grove, and he missed the first. They'll have another, both teams with 10 team fouls apiece at this point. Had more free throws shot here in this second half than we had in the first. Minders got the second to make it an 80-53 Walnut Grove lead as they've hit their average now with 80 points. As Lentz will get it to Taylor, he'll score it and draws the foul. Boy, they got it up the floor quickly there. Two passes, Dole to Lentz and then Lentz to Taylor. Gilkey thought he got hit there. He's lobbying the official, but he's going to lose that case, and it's going to be a shot at a three-point play coming up for Taylor with 5:07 to go in the ballgame. Taylor eyes the rim, and he got it. So 15 for Taylor, 12 for Carbolo, and Dole has 13. And now Gilkey was trying to take the ball away from the official before he was ready to give it to him, and he almost got a technical foul there. Now he will get the ball. Throws it in, gets it into Minders, right side for Keith with 4:50 to go. Keith with the dribble up top. Hands it back to Gilkey in the front court, middle of the floor. Out of Minders, looks like Walnut Grove with the big lead. They're just going to go conservative now and use this clock. So they're going to spread the defense out with 4:40 to go. Minders with it left side. is holding the ball now to Thompson, and they are just playing keep away at this point. Now Keith's going to dribble it out to the top of the key. Hands it off to Gilkey. Left side for Thomason. Now to Keith. Left side back to Thomason. Left side of the key for Gilkey. He's going to work it back out on the perimeter. Right wing for Keith. Left side Miners. Now to Thomason. He's just going to hold it. 4:12 to go. And Walnut Grove looks to be on their way to another Final Four. Here's Gilkey. Nice backdoor feed to Miners, and he'll score it. So Miners, a huge day. He's got 24, and it's 82-56 with 4:01 to go. And now a foul in the backcourt on Walnut Grove as the Vikings were trying to bring the ball up the floor. But this Walnut Grove team, they are explosive. They come at you from all directions offensively. They've got four or five guys that can all score the ball. They've got three in double figures. Thompson's got 21, Miners with 24, and 18 in the ball game today for Hunter Gilkey, as the first free throw is good for Carbolo. And that'll make it 82-57. Wraith now with 13. Second one on the way. That one no good. Rebound to Keith with 4 to go. Walnut Grove winning the state title last season. And the foul going to be called here. Thompson bringing the ball up. And Lakeland wanting to charge. Kind of leaned in a little bit, but they're going to call the block. Blocking foul goes on Wilkins. That'll be his third. And it sends Logan Thompson to the line with 3:51 to go. He's got 31 points, 11 rebounds today in the first free throw. No good. In and out. Walnut Grove, they've shot a bunch of free throws, especially here in the second half, and they have shot it at a pretty good clip. 12 of 15. Second one good as well for Thompson to make it 83-57. 3:47 to go. Dole across the timeline. Goes right corner for Carbolo. Spins to his right. Gets to the block. Flips it up and in. Nice spin there by Rafe. That'll give him 15 and make it 83-59 with 3:34 to go. Thompson with it in the backcourt, right-hand dribble, lobs it into the front court. Pass goes out of bounds, intended there for Keith, and it goes into the bleacher area. Back over to Lakeland, just the 11th turnover today for Walnut Grove. Taylor gets it in to Dole. He'll drive the paint, missed it. Rebound brought down there by Keith. But rebounding has been a factor today as well. Now Thompson, oh, that was very, very close to an offensive foul, but they're going to call another block on Wilkins. He is not happy, but that time I think the arm did come out a little bit. Thompson appears to be hurt. Uh-oh, that's not a good sign for Walnut Grove as he's holding his arm. Coach Collins, furious with the official, talking to him about that call. But Thompson is shaken up. And I'm not sure what happened there. He did extend that arm out a little bit. It looked like he was almost grabbing his lower calf on that. Kind of shaking his arm a little bit as well. So Thompson's going to go back to the free throw line here as Wilkins picked up his fourth. And Thompson knocks down the first free throw to give him 23. And the lead is 84-59. Second one from Logan Thompson is good, and it's 85-59. Here comes Dole the other way, goes to Wersig right corner. Kicks it out left wing for Lentz. Spots up from 15 off the dribble. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Gilkey, and now a foul called. He had Lakeland players all around him, and it's going to be one of the three different players for this foul. Looks like they gave it to Carbolo as they were surrounding Gilkey. And Walnut Grove will walk to the other end to shoot some more free throws here. With 3:06 to go in the ballgame, Gilkey eyes the rim, bends the knees, and missed the first. Gilkey today has 18 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. And now we get a timeout called here on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Want to tell you about our sponsors again. Want to thank Hawthorne Bank. They've got branches in Clinton and Osceola. They say, good luck, Vikings, Hawthorne Bank, member FDIC. Want to thank Deepwater Fire Department as well. And they say, good luck to the Vikings. And, yes, when the game is on, you know those Vikings are on fire. St. Clair County Bank in Lowry City, everyone at our bank, they are big supporters of the Vikings. They congratulate them on the season. And they say, go Vikings as well from your friends at St. Clair County Bank in Lowry City. Also, Viking Trailer Sales. They were established in 2004, featuring Bulldog and Iron Star trailers located just 14 miles south of Clinton and 2 miles south of Lowry City. They say good luck, Vikings, and also Landmark Restaurant located in downtown Lowry City. Folks come from miles in every direction. They are always there for you. Don't forget the Fried Chicken Day coming up tomorrow. Landmark Restaurant in Lowry City salutes the Lakeland Vikings and wishes them the best of success. Second free throw there out of the timeout is good for Thompson. So it's 86-59. This one appears to be in hand. 3 minutes to go. Lentz gets it across. Goes right side Taylor. Looking underneath, nothing there. Now back to Wersig outside. So Lentz on a right wing, and Lakeland just cannot get that post offense going here in the second half. Noel goes right wing. He'll dump it into Taylor. A little spin. Nice move. Gets it to go off the glass. So Taylor still going to finish with a good ball game and certainly a great season for Ryan as well. 17 points on the day for Taylor, and it's 86-61 with 2:30 to go. And Walnut Grove just going to hold the basketball at this point, not trying to score. Now Keith will go on the dribble drive. Goes right side to Minders. They spread it back out. Minders for Thompson. He's got it left wing. Now he'll back it out with 2:20 to go. So the Walnut Grove fans, they were dejected when this boys game started as they saw their girls team upset by Wheatland in overtime, but it looks like the Walnut Grove boys are going to be able to advance to the Final Four, where they will play Friday night at 8 o'clock against undefeated North Andrews. So that'll be a very interesting battle. North Andrews at 29-0 and the top team in the state in Class 1 boys basketball, as Thompson now takes a three there after they worked it around, missed it, and Carbolo has the board with a minute 40 to go in the ballgame. Carbolo gets it to Lentz, and a offensive foul on Lentz. Or actually, I think they said he was on the baseline there, so he stepped out on the boundary. But Lakeland struggled with the turnovers today as well. They had a tough time getting back in the ballgame in the third quarter, and they never were able to get it back to 10 in the second half. And this is just a very good Walnut Grove team. They got a lot of different players that can score the ball, good defensive team as well, well coached, and they are the defending state champs for a reason, and they will be back in the Final Four. And now Taylor picks up a foul here in the half court to stop the clock with 1:28 as Keith was just dribbling the ball. So Taylor fouls out, but what a career for Mr. Taylor. It's been a joy to watch him all season. And he fouls out of the ball game today with a great day, 17 points, 8 rebounds, so just shy of a double-double. And Taylor, a junior, so he'll be back next year. Thompson's going to come out of the game for Walnut Grove, gets a big round of applause from the Tiger faithful, finishes with 28 as Keith got the first, missed the second, rebound brought down by Wersig with a minute 25 to go. 87-61 the lead. Lakeland had it to 14 at one point in the first half. Wersig will dump it off into Dole, and he'll score it off the glass, but it's been double digits here the entire second half for Walnut Grove. A minute 08 to go. Gilkey will find Keith. Now back to Gilkey. Coming up on a minute left. Gilkey will hand to Keith. He'll drive the lane, lost the handle on it, got it back, gets it to Haney. Dumps it underneath. Good feed into Minders. He missed it right at the rim. Rebound to Wilkins with 50 seconds. And Wilkins will bring it across. But this is going to be a good Lakeland team next year. They've got a lot of key guys coming back. As Wersig will be fouled here. Oh, my, in the act of shooting. They're going to give him 3 shots. As Dole gave him the pass. And Wersig kind of leaned into the contact there and drew the foul. So he's going to have 3 free throws coming up with 39.4 to go in the ballgame. As that was foul number 5 on Hunter Gilkey, so his day finishes up here. And he had a big ball game. He finishes with 25. But this Lakeland team, I mean, you've got Carbolo coming back, Dole coming back, Taylor coming back. So that's three of your key guys right there. And you're going to lose Lentz, which will be a big loss, and Hughes as well, which will be a big loss. But you do have a lot of kids coming back that have played a lot of varsity minutes this year, as Wersig got them both to make it 87-66. 38 seconds to go. Keith with the basketball gets to midcourt and now is going to lose it out of bounds. Lost the handle on it. So that'll get Walnut Grove to 10 turnovers on the day. Lakeland with 17. But the Lakeland season, a great season, going to come to an end here today as a three no good for Lentz off the inbounds. Rebound brought down by Haney with 20 seconds to go. Haney with it in the backcourt. Going to throw it across. Gets it to Countryman. Now to Keith. He's just going to hold it. Final 11 seconds. Again, holds it. Gets it back to Countryman as it poked away from him out of bounds. And it'll stay with Walnut Grove as they will go to 21-10 and head to the Final Four for the third straight year. As Haney will dribble it out. Final 2 seconds. And the final buzzer sounds as the Lakeland Vikings. Nothing to hang their heads about as their season comes to an end here this afternoon to a very good Walnut Grove team. Of course, the defending state champs in Class 1A basketball, and they're going to have a chance to repeat as well as they win this one here this afternoon in the quarterfinal round at Clinton High School, 87-66, in a game that was really up and down in the first half. The closest Lakeland got it was 14 midway second quarter, but they just couldn't close the gap here in this second half. And they just did not have quite enough offense. I mean, you still put up 66 points. That would, you know, usually be enough to win most games, but not against a team like Walnut Grove that averages about 80 a game and can shoot lights out from three. Tigers hit 11 threes here this afternoon. They finished with four in double figures, 28 for Thompson, 24 for Gilkey. And then also finishing with 20 was Dawson Minders as well, and in Melton with 10. So they had a very balanced performance here this afternoon. And congratulations to Coach Miners and his team as they will advance to the Final Four Friday night. But this Lakeland team, boy, they had a great season. They fought hard. They had just a great run through that district down at Wheatland. They were really, I think, playing some of their best basketball in that district and, of course, put together a great performance Tuesday night. Blew out Green Ridge, but it was not enough here this afternoon. Kind of ran into an offensive buzzsaw a little bit with this Walnut Grove team. But Lakeland and Coach Collins, they have nothing to hang their heads about as they finish up a great season at 25-5 this year. And again, they're going to have a great chance to make another run next year with pretty much everybody coming back as you only lose one starter in Chris Lentz. But 87-66 the final today. Final point totals for you in this one. Good day for Landon Dole. He finishes with 13. Ryan Taylor fouls out. He finishes with 17. And then Carvalho finishing with 15. So Lakeland still ends up with three in double figures. And again, you know, they put up this many points and they probably, you know, you easily would have won some of those district games as well. But when you turn the ball over like they did, that was another factor today. They finished with 18 turnovers, and that was really critical because you cannot give Walnut Grove extra possessions, and they did, especially in that second half, and Walnut Grove was able to make them pay from three-point range and just too many offensive weapons for this Walnut Grove team, and you can't afford to give them freebies via turnovers. And also the rebounding count heavily favored Walnut Grove, especially in that second half at both ends of the floor. And the Tigers are on to the Final Four, and they will play a good North Andrew team, top team in the state, undefeated at 28-0. So that's going to be a tough matchup for them. It's going to be an interesting outcome to that one. So that's going to be a battle down there Friday night at 8 o'clock at JQH in Springfield at Missouri State University. So that is going to do it, folks, for our coverage here this afternoon. We really appreciate everybody joining us today and certainly everybody joining us throughout the season. It's been another fun year for me covering all this area high school basketball. Of course, we've been on 104.9 most of the year, but we appreciate Mike and the gang letting us go over to KDKD for some of this playoff coverage. And certainly today, really enjoyed bringing you all the action. Before we sign off here, of course, we want to mention our outstanding sponsors. We appreciate them sponsoring this playoff run this year for Lakeland, and they are Truman Lake Manor, Henry County Mutual, Hawthorne Bank, Shelter Insurance, Montrose Savings Bank, Farm Bureau, Tom's Body Shop, Deepwater Fire Department, St. Clair County Bank, and Viking Trailer Sales, as well as Landmark Restaurant. We thank all of them for their support for this playoff run for Lakeland basketball and all season long. So it was another great season, a lot of good area basketball, and we had lots of coverage for you. We want to thank all the guys back at the station, Ian, Kyer, Eric, Steve, Mike, and certainly David Lee, who is in the house today. Thank all of them. Great support back there at the station and all season long. Kyer and Ian, as well as Eric, those guys have been running these games and keeping us on the air, so we appreciate all of their support. We could not do it without them. So that will do it for our coverage, folks, here this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. Got some good weather out there, and Clinton baseball, of course, is right around the corner coming up here on KDKD. Thanks for joining us. Have a good evening, everybody, and we'll be talking to you in the near future for more Clinton baseball here on KDKD.